massacre of 14 people.
At a Planned Parenthood in Colorado.
Killing a black teenager.
American income inequalities on the war on terror.
By powerful assault weapon.
The Starbucks Christmas controversy.
What the f*** is that? What is that private pile?
I know, you're confused right now. This is the spin-off show from the original Charles Tendell show that you probably got used to hearing on this station. This is WTF America, something I started a little bit ago, and it kind of fizzled out there while we had other things moving and running, but this one I'm going to bring back and see if we can do this in small stints. It's a quick little 30-minute show, at least that's how it's going to begin, where we talk about the news as it breaks or the things that infuriate me on a regular basis. One of the things that I keep seeing out there on the internet, and it drives me crazy, absolutely nuts, like insane, like I don't understand why this is happening. You know, and I think it's because the mass media marketing machine is at full bore against Donald Trump. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm just paranoid. Maybe I'm crazy. And I'll probably get comments, questions or concerns or other things like that out there over at the CharlesTendellShow.com. But over the weekend, matter of fact, bright and early Saturday morning, I started seeing posts over on Facebook, right? Over on Facebook about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is racist. Donald Trump this. Donald Trump that. And I'm like, my goodness, people, why is he racist this time? So I watch this video, okay? And in the video, it's a chunk from Politico about Donald Trump and his I guess there was something that happened with some African Americans. There was something that happened with a black man. Let's just say that. Let's say a black man. You know, and go ahead, Black Lives Matter and everybody else out there. I use the term black man because it's going to scare you. Yes. I am a black man, and yes, I feel like using the term black man, right? I am also a veteran. I am an American citizen. I love my country, and I'm really tired of people throwing the race card in everyone else's face. You're racist if you use African American. You're racist if you use black. You're racist if you pick the black pieces on a checkerboard. Come on. How far down this rabbit hole are we going to go? How far are we going to keep doing this? But anyway, this is a whole rant of what this little show is going to be. So out there on Facebook, somebody posted something about Donald Trump being racist, and they posted this clip, this small segment of something that came out on Politico, and it's Donald Trump giving a speech about what happened over at one of his rallies. Here, listen.
We had a case where we had an African-American guy who was a fan of mine. Great fan. Great guy. In fact, I want to find out what's going on with him. You know what I'm... look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest? Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. So we have an African-American guy at one of the rallies a month ago. And he's sitting there behaving. And we had protesters inside the arena. And they were dressed in a Ku Klux Klan outfit, okay? And they're running around dressed as Ku Klux Klan. And the place is booing him, booing him. This African-American gets up, and man, he slugged these guys. He slugged them. And by that time, their hat was off, because it got ripped off as they were running up the stairs. But this guy, a great guy, I think he was a military guy for a long time, he slugged this guy wearing the Ku Klux Klan outfit. But by the time he got up to the top, you couldn't see it was a Ku Klux Klan outfit. So when the African-American cold cocked this guy never knew what happened. Everybody thought the African-American was against me. And it was the opposite. He was like this great guy, military guy. We have tremendous African-American support. The reason is I'm going to bring jobs back to our country. We're going to bring jobs back. But when these sleazy people, these dishonest people who never show the crowds, they never, ever show the crowds. When they showed that event, it made it look like the white guy was on my side. The African-American guy said, I had enough. And nobody's going to run through an arena like that. And they reversed it, and it's a disgrace, okay? Let me tell you, while we're on the subject,
now, I agree with him. It is kind of a disgrace. Now, you hear the way this is all running out. You hear what's going on in the media. You hear what's going on. And yeah, when I saw this article, when I saw it pop up the first time, that's what everybody was talking about, right? Because the headline, right, the way that they put it out there, the way that Politico spun it was, quote, "Look at my African-American over there." And I think the racism portion of the part that they're trying to call is the racism part is the fact that he said my African-American. He said, look at my African-American over there. And he did say it. He did say that. Okay, great. He's taking the side of a black man in his crowd. He goes to explain who this guy is. And I didn't see the original video. I probably should go out there and look at it, and I'll probably do that. But he goes into, everybody jumps straight to, you're racist because you took a minute and said, my African-American over there. The black guy over there got up, was fed up with the ignorance, with the stupid, with the crazy protest stuff that's going on at these rallies. Now, on the other side, you got Sean King and everybody else spooling up this fire of people out there that are going to say, it's all Donald Trump. Donald Trump is all racist. Donald Trump is inspiring the craziness that is this country. But that's not the case. This country is already crazy. People in this country are already nuts. Right? People in this country are already doing insane things to one another. They're not loving one another. They're not looking out for one another. They're not helping one another. And they're turning around and they're finding someone to blame. So now it's Donald Trump, because that's the direction that most, if not all, of the mass media has pointed. They've all sent it in the direction of Donald Trump. Why have they sent this in the direction of Donald Trump? Why have they set out to say that Donald Trump is a racist? We've gone to great campaigns of digging up his old name. We've gone to great campaigns of digging up, you know, his affiliation, if any, anywhere, any potential possible examples of him doing racist activity. And people are sucking this down like the Kool-Aid is fresh and ice cold. They are enjoying it. And it is setting the internet on fire. And I see articles like this that come out, they come out late on a Friday night because they go out onto the internet. That's when you release news that you want to die. Okay, when you want, most people are going to see it. They might talk about it. I mean, this poor little video, if it had been released during the week, it probably would have had more. But it's only got 271,000 views right now. 271,000 views. And they even tagged Donald Trump in this. They put it out when they put it out because they wanted it to go somewhere where the internet would go and consume it and no one would care and no one would continue talking about it. And I'm really tired of that. The mainstream media, I try to not to use the term about the mainstream media, about it being just mainstream media, but there are a lot of crazy things going on. There are a lot of people out there, and I don't understand it. Maybe I'm ignorant. Maybe I think I'm smarter than I am, but I see this, and I see it as a way to just distract from the real issues that's going on. Is Donald Trump racist? No. In my opinion, no. I think he's just another white guy who's after the presidency, which is normal. You know, and I'm sorry to all of my fellow black men and women out here in this country that are doing amazing things, that are doing great, that are articulate, that speak eloquently, that are educated, that even the ones who aren't. Okay, and I'm not saying that there are ones that are out there that aren't intelligent, but you know what I mean. And those who are going to take offense with that statement, jump off a bridge because you're the problem. I acknowledge the people that are doing fantastic. I acknowledge the people that are doing awesome. But you people out there who are doing stupid, yes, you people, whatever, out there doing stupid, you know who you are. You are the reason we're having such issues in this country. You are the reasons we're having problems. Not the working class, not the middle class, not the people who go out there every single day and are busting their butt to move forward, to change things, to keep trying, even in a system that's broken, that's designed to hold you down, that's designed to break you as an individual. There are still people that get up every single day and go out there and say, you know what, this is America. I can do whatever I want, however I want, whenever I want. I can be anything. As long as I'm on one side, right side, preferably, of the law. I can be anything. That's what makes America great. I can be and do anything. And we got guys like Donald Trump. Yes, flamboyant billionaire who doesn't represent most of us because he's got so much money. And that's really his only problem. He's a rich white guy running for president. That is why Donald Trump is racist. That is why Donald Trump is the one we don't want in office. But do we really want someone like Hillary? Sure we do, because Hillary's going to continue giving handouts. She's going to continue lying. She's going to continue enslaving the population of this country in ways where people are going to accept it. They're going to want to be enslaved. I want free health care. I want free education. I want to not have to work and make $30,000 to $60,000 a year. I don't want to have to pay rent. I don't want to have to pay a mortgage. I don't want to be responsible for anything, but I want to be handed everything. And I hear from different people in different walks of life all the time, a really good friend of mine, we went on a long rant long time ago about the inequalities or about the problems of people of color in this country. And I was like, you know what? I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I'm a young black man who's doing the things that he wants to do. I have been blessed in ways that I can't imagine, and I'm thankful for that. But I've also been blessed with the drive and the tenacity and the desire to realize the American dream, to realize that I was born into an opportunity, regardless of financially, regardless of education, regardless of where and when and who my parents are. I was born into the opportunity of being an American citizen. Born into an opportunity that allows me to be able to get up and do the things that I want to do. And Donald Trump does that. Donald Trump exemplifies getting up and doing it. Just do it. Thank you, Nike. No, they're not a sponsor. It would be cool, though. So this video, the headline, and I'm sure people like Sean King and all those other ones are going to be all over this like a fat kid on a cupcake, eating this up, because Donald Trump said, look at my African-American over there. Yeah, he didn't say it in the greatest of light. He didn't contextually give it right. But yeah, when you hear it in that what you call it, that soundbite, when you hear it like that, then yeah, you get crazy. When you hear that soundbite, you hear, oh, man, what did he mean, my African-American? Is he owning us? Are we slaves again? And it'll be a different show. But yes, yes, you are slaves in this country, and it doesn't matter the color of your skin. If you get up every single day, spend the majority of your day working for someone else to make someone else rich just to have a paycheck, yes, you're a slave to the system. You're a slave to working. And it's not bad. It really isn't. There are a bunch of things out there that you could be doing that you probably enjoy doing. But if you love doing what you're doing, that's it. But if you're just getting up just to go get paid, you don't care about your job, you don't care about what you're doing, you're not trying to advance anything, yeah, you're a slave. But that's not what he means. And he wasn't calling this African-American a slave. He wasn't pointing out that this African-American, or even insinuating that he, this African-American, belongs to Donald Trump. Donald Trump, in his speech, and you know what, I'm speaking for Donald Trump, so I really honestly couldn't tell you. I'm not Donald Trump. I'm not in his head. I'm not on his campaign. I'm not any of that. I am someone sitting outside watching videos on the internet about what Donald Trump is doing, and I'm trying to assimilate information. Now, I'm learning. I'm listening. I'm looking at it with an open mind. But Donald Trump was trying to align himself with a powerful black man that finally had enough, stood up, and went and punched some ignorant fool in his face. Do I know the rest of the story? No, but the way Donald Trump tells it is that at the rally, and I've seen it. I've seen it at other rallies that nobody wants to acknowledge. I've seen the mass media do this. So happens that the 30 seconds, the simple cut that you're getting, right, that you're getting for these are just that split second where a black person or even a white person, or assaulting someone else, and you don't get the context, but the headline is raw, and it's awesome, and it's emotional, and it's inspiring. It's what makes people click, and that's what it's become. You click, you listen, you spend a few minutes over there, you go over to Politico's website, you go over to my website, you go over to the CharlesTendellShow.com, you go to Facebook, you click all the crap that's out there, you click on it, because the headline says, look at my African-American over here. Almost as if he's presenting him up on a block somewhere to sell. But he wasn't. He was lifting this guy up to say, look, dude, he just whooped this guy's ass. He did that. He did that because he's an American. Because he's a black American. because he saw somebody doing injustice. He saw somebody mocking something that he believed in, and he stood up and he knocked him down. Now, I don't necessarily condone violence, but at some point, you have to stand up for what you believe in. And I forget who said it. And it's, have you ever been in a fight? Have you ever made an enemy? Good. That means you stood up for something for once in your life. You stood up and you fought for something. Something mattered to you enough to put yourself on the line. And that's where it's supposed to go. Take a break, because I'm going to. Don't go anywhere. This is the spinoff show, WTF America.
Another heartbreak day. Feels like you're miles away. Don't even need no shade when your sun don't shine. Shine. Too many passing dreams.
Sponsorship stuff. Yay! Do you travel? Do you like traveling? Do you want to see more of the world? Guess what? You can. You can go to beyondtheborderstravel.agency. Yes, that's beyondtheborderstravel.agency, not .com, and get your customized travel experience to anywhere exotic, to crazy places around the world, Costa Rica, cruises, you name it, you can do it. Check them out, beyondtheborderstravel.agency. Guys, nothing says more professional than a clean cut, a good shave, and looking fresh for the day. Make sure that your hair and your beard are all trimmed and cut and look right. Check them out, cruisershaircutsformen.com in Monument, Colorado. Get your head right the best way that you can. Great service, hot towels, shaves, barber services, and yes, you get a beer with your service. What more can a man ask for? Cruisershaircutsformen.com. Check them out, tell them I sent you, and get 10% off. Yes, again, the beer is free. So check them out, Cruisers Haircuts for Men at cruisershaircuts.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. Flows, take the stains, make you whiter than snow. Like a tide, it is rising up deep inside a current that moves and makes you come alive. Living water that brings you dead to life. Oh, we're going down to the river, down to the river.
Welcome back. This is WTF America, a.k.a. the Charles Tendale Show, whichever I decide to call it. I haven't really figured it out much, but I'm getting there. If you want to get more about this podcast, this fun show, go over to thecharlestendaleshow.com. Subscribe. Yes, I'm available on iTunes. I'm on your favorite Android device. I am all over the internet, and you can find out the topics for the show. You can find out what I'm talking about, who I'm talking to, where we're going with this, and what this might actually turn into over at thecharlestendaleshow.com. Send me an email, charles@thecharlestendaleshow.com. So before we went to that cool break, which is fun. Like, yeah, breaks in a podcast. Like, that's awesome, right? Right? Anyway, check out the sponsors in the show, beyondtheborderstravel.agency, cruisershaircuts.com. Get them. Connect to them. Go get your hair done and travel the world. But before the break, we were talking about the craziness that is Donald Trump, or more the world's reaction to Donald Trump, how people are instantaneously labeling him as the racist bigot, as what it is that we don't need in this country, as what it is as the problem with this country, when in reality, the problem with this country is ignorance. It's the lack of education. And my wife will jump all over this bus. It'll be, you know, the education system has slowly fallen apart with different things out there, has slowly torn itself apart. It's broken, and we're seeing it now. We're seeing the children of the system from years ago have come into power, have come into age, and have decided, you know what? I want everything for free. I want it the way that I want it, and I want it now. And Donald Trump is I don't even know why he's a target. I mean, we've got Hillary on one side, and I had a great conversation over on Hacked at 1690 KDMT about this, about the imagining a Trump and a Hillary White House, a Trump or a Hillary White House. Like, in one hand, you're going to have Hillary who lies and steals and is clearly about a massive power grab. Like, that's all she's after. More power, bigger government, less guns, probably, you know, and more entitlements for people. At least more entitlements as they appear on the surface level for people, more entitlements. And it's insane. It's nuts. That's ludicrous. Come on, people. We've got, do you want to be handed more? Do we want to be less like the country that gets up in the morning and goes and does things? I mean, this country, I see every time I hear a headline now about somebody doing something amazing, they're usually an immigrant. They're usually from some other country. They usually have a name that I can't pronounce. And that's not derogatory. That's just saying that people are coming to this country, and the people moving here, the people immigrating, the people bringing it to this country are embracing the American dream, that you can get up in the morning and do whatever it is you want, whatever you want, however you want, legally. And when I say whatever it is that you want, I really honestly mean you can get up and dream and then chase that dream. There's nothing here that stops you from being a doctor, a lawyer, a garbage man. If you want to be a garbage man, go be the most kick-ass garbage man on the planet. Right? But we've got so many people that wake up in the morning and they don't want to be anything anymore. They don't want to be astronauts. They don't want to be doctors. They don't want to be lawyers. Or if they do want to be those things, if they do want to have that in their future, what they're turning around and doing is they're being told, you can't have that. Why? Why can't you have that? Oh, the color of your skin. Oh, the neighborhood you grew up in. Oh, the car that you drive. Seriously? I'm a young black man who joined the Army fresh out of high school. In fact, I was telling my wife this the other day, that point of fact, interesting, I am a high school dropout. I got out of high school and got my GED, joined the Army. Yeah, I continued down my educational path, as she pointed out, but I dropped out, got my GED because life happened, and where am I now? Not tooting my own horn. I actually hate talking about myself, but you're listening to me. So, business owner, cybersecurity guy, ethical hacker, radio host. My mother is a big fan of my show. She listens. And you know, I look back on my father and everything that my dad's done for me and my parents have done for me, and they struggled. They struggled every single day of me and my two brothers' lives to make sure that I could realize the dream, the mantra that my mother beat me over the head with. Shoot for the moon, and if you fall, you're still amongst the stars. Now, I'm pretty sure she regrets that. She didn't think I would take it literally. But it's something that we should be instilling in everyone. We shouldn't be beating people down. We shouldn't be focusing on, yeah, he said, look at my African-American over here. He didn't mean it that way. We shouldn't be locked in on holding on to or focusing on the inequality or the problems that we see with groups of people in this country. Racism, yeah, it's an issue. I get it. And don't get me wrong. I've experienced it. I've seen the glass ceiling. I know that it's there. I know that people will ignore me until they realize I'm black. Or sorry, correction, it's the other way around. People will listen to me. They'll listen to my voice. They'll listen to me on the telephone. I had this experience years ago. I could tell them to jump on one foot, spin around and bark like a big dog. And they'd listen to me. And then I'd show up and they'd be like, oh crap, he's black. Now they have to question everything. And you know what? That sucks. That sucks a lot. That sucks hard. That makes me angry. At one point I was in uniform and got insulted because of the color of my skin. But you know what I did with all of that? I refined it. I put it back into the tank and it became jet fuel for the fire. It became propulsion. It became a motivation. It became the design for future. It sucks. Yes. Being discriminated against for your race, your gender, your education level, who you talk to, who you don't talk to, how much money you have, the car you drive, that crap sucks. But you know what? Don't take the adversity as an opportunity to tuck your tail between your legs, cry and whine and point the finger at someone like Donald Trump and say, you're the problem. No. Take that information, spit it back in the face of the person who's doing it to you by living a good life, living the greatest life possible, by realizing the American dream and showing these people, I don't give a royal damn about your opinion, about whether you have some sort of bigotry or some sort of problem with the color of my skin, the tone of my voice, where I'm from, how much money I have, or the car that I drive. Now watch me go over here, get into my hoopty, my broken, busted car, drive off to the career that I'm building for myself, go down the street, hang a right on Future Lane, and build it. Ignore these people. I understand that we are an emotionally charged society, that we are a group of people that want to feed off of each other's emotions. And yeah, when you put a volatile situation like Donald Trump in an environment where we've got Black Lives Matter, who, by the way, are only out there to create racial tension. We've got people over here who are white supremacists. Yeah, I'm sorry, people. If you don't think white supremacists are supporting Hillary and Bernie, you're nuts. They support everyone, whoever is going to further their political gain. The difference is the media locks onto them at the Trump rallies. Why? Because it's gold. Because it's guaranteed that if something happens that's racially charged, that is my African American, their clicks, their ratings, and all that other stuff are going to go out. And in a short amount of time, right before the break, right in the first 15 minutes of the show, I said that this little video that we listened to earlier in the show had 200 and some odd thousand views. It's approaching 300,000 views right now. And it's only because the title of the video is My African American. You're being baited. You're being race baited. You're being driven to ignore the issues, to focus on stupid. Ask yourself why. Why are you being pushed to look at something other than the fact that this man was lifting up a Black person, was lifting up an American for doing the American thing? He lifted him up, regardless of the guy's color. Yeah, he happened to be African American. He lifted him up. He said, look, this guy over here is doing it. He's doing the American dream. He's doing what we're supposed to be doing. He sat quietly. He watched. He waited. He listened. He absorbed the information. And then when he got fed up, he walked to these guys. He approached these guys. Now, what was going through that brother's mind as he's walking toward this KKK guy, right? This guy mocking something that he believes so strongly in. In the back of his mind, it's anger, it's rage, it's frustration. But the walk gave him time. And if you don't think so, tell me about it. Send me an email, charles@thecharlestendellshow.com. Or heck, you send me a text message, 303-872-0115. But this guy was walking. And he was thinking the whole time, what am I going to do when I get there? I'm pissed off. I'm angry. I'm going to knock this dude out. That was his emotional response. But the whole time he's analyzing, he's thinking, at least I'm hoping he's thinking. I would be. You would be. He's thinking, what is going on? What's going to happen here? How far am I going to take this? I've had enough. I'm going to do something. And that is what it means to be an American. I'm going to wait patiently to see what is about to take place, what's going to transpire, how this is going to happen. And then I'm going to do something. I can sit and complain and wait for someone else to do it, or I can get up and do it myself. And that is the moral. That's how I'm going to close today's show. Get up and do something. This is America. This is the United States of America. In it, where all men are created equal, where we start our lives privileged as Americans, regardless of your money, regardless of where you came from, regardless of your parents, regardless of anything else you see, we start our lives blessed with the privilege to get up, say what we want, try what we want, pursue happiness. It's our right. We can pursue happiness, however that looks, however that seems, whatever that turns out to be, we can do it. We can pursue happiness. We can be a great America if we stop allowing people to believe that this is a country of oppression, that this is a country where the color of your skin dictates the level of your achievement, where the amount of money in your bank account dictates your level of achievement, where the car that you drive dictates the level of your achievement. We live in a society right now where you can go and get anything. You can be anyone, and I want you to be anyone. Like, people are saying, oh my goodness, I can't be this guy. Yeah, you can. It ain't hard. In fact, the WTF America whole setup from the beginning was designed to be replicatable. It's easy. Go online, buy you a microphone. In fact, I'll probably put it out there on thecharlestendaleshow.com, the equipment that you need to speak out, to have your own voice, whether it be on YouTube or Facebook. In fact, you don't even have to get flamboyant. Fire up your webcam and go over to thecharlestendaleshow.com and shoot me your opinion. Tell me what it is you want to have going. But in the bottom line of it all is, do something. Go be something. Stop worrying about the headline. Stop thinking he's racist. Stop thinking that someone else is to blame. Stop thinking that other people are crazy. Stop thinking that your opinion doesn't matter. And be the people of the United States of America. Thank you for listening to my crazy rant. I'll do it again sometime. You know what'll happen. Comments, questions, suggestions, you can send me a text message, 303-872-0115, or thecharlestendaleshow.com, where you can subscribe to the show. Listen to it on iTunes, your favorite RSS, wherever it might be. You can also see a lot of the news stuff out there. So again, thank you for listening. Wherever you are in the world, good night. This has been WTF America, the spinoff show.
What the f*** is that? What is that, Private Pile?